Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Well, if you want to know what's going on in downtown Rock Hill, we can tell you part of the story, because I got two young guys who are kind of up to their necks in it right now, Justin Smith and Heath Sessions. And one of many projects they're fooling around with right now is the Cotton Warehouse. And we're going to talk about that today on our Straight Talk program. But as we always do, we like to find out who we're talking to. So I'm going to start with you, young man, Justin Smith. Tell everybody about you.
My name is Justin Smith. I'm born and raised in Rock Hill, graduate of Clemson and UNC Charlotte. Moved away briefly, came back home, started a business in the original downturn in 2009. And I'm now 12 years in. Actually, my mom just texted me and said, happy 12-year anniversary, and I did not even realize that was today. 12 years in, and I own Vignette Architecture here in town.
And you're located right there on Pendleton Street.
Yes. Yeah, we, Heath and I, worked together and redeveloped that corner. And
very nice. Well done. Okay, Heath Sessions, same thing. Tell us about you.
Yep, my name is Heath Sessions. I am, as Justin calls me, I'm the foreigner of the group. I'm originally from the Lowcountry, South Carolina. I am a Gamecock graduate.
Oh, my God, you guys talk
right.
to each other?
How That's right. Woo. And, well, he's getting the better of it right now, but...
sorry,
but
the tide will turn.
Yeah, that's right. But I married a girl from York County, and when we wanted to start a family, we came up here, put down stakes, and have three kids. And for work, I'm in the construction industry. I'm vice president of Moorhead Brothers out of Blacksburg, South Carolina. And we mostly do land clearing, civil contracting, that sort of stuff.
And a matter of fact, I think probably one of your claims to fame here locally is what you did at Miracle Park.
Yes.
What a
yes.
job that was.
Yep. Woo. Yep. That was a wonderful project. Actually, that was in my backyard. So I live on Myrtle Drive. And I also have two sons with special needs. Okay. So that was a passion project for us.
Good for you.
Yep.
Good for you. All right. So tell me about this Cotton Warehouse. I mean, I want to make sure I know which building it is.
Okay.
Is this the one that is directly behind Marshall Piano Company, the little small one? Is
that not the small one. No, sir.
It's the one that didn't fall down.
It's the warehouse that didn't fall down. Because there were three of them.
There were three of them there.
Yeah. Originally,
so
yeah.
What's the one that's, I mean, Dave Law Boulevard runs right in front of it.
Correct. The address is 302 Dave Law Boulevard.
It is.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right.
So let's start with a little history about that building. Who wants to take that on?
All right.
Justin.
I think the history of the building or the history of how we came to
a little
be
bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both.
The building itself was a cotton storage warehouse, and like I said, it was three warehouses, not much different from the warehouses on White Street where Knowledge Park and all those are. There was a train spur that came down, and they would unload cotton and store it there. And it was actually Williams Cotton Warehouse that was on the three bays. Williams portion has fallen down. The warehouse portion has fallen down. If I'm not mistaken, there was a write-up in Charlotte Business Journal. I mean, it's probably been 10 or 15 years ago, but this is what's left standing. So I mean, it's a historic building. I think we figured it was built in 1908,
something like that.
I think that's what yep. we determined. And then we bought it from Hugh Rock. I'm sorry. There's a backstory to all this. The small building that you're referencing is actually called Sleeping Giant Distillery, and they should be opening any time now.
That's the one that I remember was...
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So Hugh and Betsy own both of those buildings. And my architecture firm was hired to do the distillery. Come to find out, that 5,000-square-foot building was much too large for what they wanted to do. So they went to the small building and then went to sell that portion of it. Heath and I approached Heath and said, hey, I think this is a pretty good opportunity. And there were quite a few people. This is back in 2018.
Yeah.
Quite a few people looking at it. And, I mean, we ended up winning the lottery with it, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So what's keeping the building standing up?
It's two brick walls, essentially.
Right. And I think it's standing the test of time for now, at least, was because it's the interior building. So it was the middle. So it didn't get all the weather over that 90-100-plus years that the other buildings did.
So what is you? I mean, what besides the fact that it had historical significance, mm-hmm. and it looked kind of cool, did light bulbs just go off in your head and said, we can make this X into something?
So there's actually two stories about why we did it, my story and Heath's story. my story is, I mean, it kind of falls in line with what I like to do in Rock Hill. We like historic buildings. We like rehabbing them. I mean, we've done quite a few of them downtown now. And, you know, the vision of it and the proximity and all those things just made it ideal. Heath's story is he saw a clock with the last last name on it.
Literally, Justin says, "Hey, you want to get into the development business?" And you know, we have day jobs, so to speak. And I went and looked at it. I think the real estate agent even advised us this was going to be a really bad decision for us if we were to buy it, just because you know the market now is white hot, but it wasn't as hot back in when we were looking at it, But yeah, so I started walking around, and there was, I mean, this is 5,000 square foot building is filled with just collectibles, antiques that, and that was Hugh, right? He had kept it over the years.
That was all Hugh's stuff still.
And I was walking through, and there was literally an old timepiece that would sit on the mantle, and it was a Sessions clock, which happens to be my last name. And
he said, "Let's go."
I said, "All right, there we go."
I got a few of your names in my house. You want to buy my house?
Yeah. So, and then actually, after we bought it, another connection was I used to live on 962 Myrtle, and the lady that grew up in that house married into the Williams family. So her stepfather was the Williams who owned the cotton warehouse way back in the day. So.
And then our development company is Southern Street Development, because Southern Street is what runs in front of it. It's what comes off Dave Lyle. So that's where we came up with the name Southern Street.
I often wonder what the name of that street was.
Southern Street. It's Southern Street and Piano Place on the other side of Marshall's.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we know exactly where you are. You're right there behind Rocco, and you're pretty much adjacent to what's going to be happening there at the Good Motor Company.
Correct.
Right. So what are we going to do with this building?
So from the beginning, we knew pretty early on, thanks to your son, about the Catalyst Project, and we really got intrigued with the connectivity to downtown through Catalyst Project. So with that, you open up the possibilities of what else can go there, especially with Rocco and, you know, restaurants, bars, retail spaces. So we've been slowly marketing, trying to get something of that sorts in there, and we now have a tenant in hand that we're working towards a late spring opening of next year.
Are you at liberty to tell us who this tenant is?
I think we are, yeah. I mean, it's everything but official, but yeah, it's going to be called Hoppin', and they are based out of Charlotte. This will be their third location.
Yes.
There's two in Charlotte, one in Greenville, so I guess fourth location.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And what is Hoppin'?
It is a self-pour tap house. So it's, you walk in, you give them your information, credit card, all that kind of stuff, and they give you a bracelet or a card, and you grab your glass, go up to a wall of taps, and order your size beer or wine, and sit down and have in a cool space. So
no server, no.
Right.
And it's 5,000 square feet of interior space with a small rooftop terrace and then about 1,500 square foot patio with some lawn space as well.
Yeah. A self-serve tap house.
That's right. And then we'll have some spaces carved out for a couple food trucks.
Yes.
Because it's right there along Dave Lyle, so.
All right, so before Hoppin' decided to hop into this thing, I know you've heard that probably plenty of times, right? Okay. You must have told them, well, here's what we're going to do with the building.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, initially when Marion Bradner, who we purchased it from, was looking to sell, we were doing renderings to try and help market the building, but I was really doing it for myself to try to market it to Heath. Those have been up on a sign for the last 2 years. And you know, it's, part of my job, my day job is selling visions to people. But these guys are pretty, savvy and they saw it right away. They saw the potential. It's kind of ironic. I got reached out because I was part owner of the building, not realizing that I could do the architecture as well. So it's kind of they're getting a 2-for-1 type deal out of the situation. So
what is it? I mean, can you describe what the building is going to look like once you're finished with your vision?
I mean, we want to honor the historic nature of it by keeping the brick walls. And then pretty utilitarian or industrial on the inside. I mean, we're trying to keep it an open space, highlighted with, you know, wood accents and things like that. But for the most part, we're trying to blend, you know, what's current versus what was historically there.
And then, of course, you have to do whatever the tenant wants on the inside, mm-hmm. correct?
They've been great. I mean, we've modified the plans to align with both of our visions for the space.
So where are we with this? Have you already gotten all the approvals and you're ready to go ahead?
We have client approvals. We're about a month and a half away from submitting to the city. And again, they're shooting for a late spring, early summer opening next year. So we are full bore ahead. We are trying to get it done as quick as possible at this point.
Trying to walk and chew gum at the same time.
Yeah.
Wow. So a project like this, if you're going to remodel 5,000 square feet of something that's basically falling down.
It is falling down. I mean, it's the back of it is completely collapsed, and we had to build a temporary structure at the back to
just to ensure that.
Yeah.
Is this in a historic district by any chance?
No.
So you don't have to worry about all that.
No, but it is part. We did apply for a state abandoned warehouse tax credit, and we got that designation. So that was given to us by city council, but it's a state program.
So give me some idea about the numbers on this thing. I mean, to do a project like this, this is substantial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, we're budgeting around 1.5, 1.6. With the tenant throwing in a little bit of his own cash for his upfit.
Right.
So.
Yeah, plus the purchase of the building. Right?
Correct. Yeah.
Are you going to do anything? And I haven't walked back.
Well, and we did forget. We've been working with great folks at the city of Rock Hill who, you know, as far as city government, economic development, they've been a great partner for this project. I think they've chipped in a little as well to help with the Dave Lyle side.
They view it as a larger, like I said, with the connection to Catalyst's project, they view it as a bigger project than just our site. So we have development agreements, shared parking agreements, lots of things that are meant to pull downtown further outside the current limits.
So how are you going to connect this to the Catalyst project?
If you've never walked it, it's hard to describe. But next time you're feeling bored, go stand at the bottom of our building and walk to Main Street, and it's a nice, pleasant, short walk.
Right.
I mean, it's pretty amazing.
So there's no shortcut through the backyard to where you're going. You just have to walk up to Main Street.
Yeah, the old Trade Street.
Old Trade Street. That's what it is.
Okay. Yep.
All right.
So.
So it'll be a 5-minute walk. for somebody who wants.
If they want from Main Street, yeah, Catalyst easy. Is a 30-second walk.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and for those who don't know what Catalyst is, that's this huge apartment complex project going on the old Good Motor Company lot. I love to drive by every day and just watch these guys
right.
go up. It's three
right.
or four levels of apartments.
Well, we told people, so again, we've owned this piece of property since 2018, and we knew things were happening. And we always said once they went vertical, people were going to start taking notice of all these other things. And sure enough, I mean, that's exactly what happened. I mean, they went vertical and our phone started ringing.
Right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's just... It's just very interesting. That piece, more than probably anything else, to me, is just the green light, the lookout.
It's definitely activating that spot,
yeah.
for sure. And so hopefully we can connect that over to the Oakland corridor. You know, the city's doing some recent improvements along Oakland
yeah.
to slow some traffic down, add some more parking. So hopefully we'll keep continuing that on around.
Yeah, if you haven't noticed those little bump outs that are coming out from
yeah.
the curb,
yeah.
That's exactly what they're designed to do, is to yep. slow the traffic down, because that's about to become a very pedestrian area.
Correct.
So this complex, you're going to have Hoppin', mm-hmm. you're going to have Roco there,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have, what am I missing now? Is there another restaurant right there? No.
Currently no, but Lat Purser has the old Oakland Auto Body Shop,
right.
And that's about 16,000 square feet. Sure, I mean,
yeah.
there's got to be a restaurant or something that's going to be in there as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't imagine.
Right.
And then, what is that big old brick building mm-hmm. right next to Roco? Rock Hill Furniture Company, that the two-story building?
Right on the corner?
Yeah.
It's an old woodworking, or old, it's a woodworking shop.
Mm-hmm.
Russ Fraze owns it. He's the guy that's redoing the Fennel House.
Yeah.
He's an amazingly talented guy.
Oh, yeah.
But it's his woodworking shop.
That's quite a shop.
Yeah.
That's a big shop.
It's nice.
He's the fellow who has a pickup truck with a baseball bat on it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's it.
That's
okay.
him. That's
All
him.
Right. All right, we're going to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. The magical way we do it is going to be heard worldwide at the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Slice.
Garden, 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 garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance costs. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 41064.
Water, fire, mold, and storms cause property damage every day. When it happens to you, it's no time for second best. That's why insurance professionals trust the locally owned and family-run Paul Davis Restoration of Rock Hill. This is Gina Rogers. Paul Davis is committed to providing extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Our team is highly qualified and trained to handle each situation with care and professionalism. When disaster strikes, call Paul Davis. We are here to help. 329-1140 or pauldavisrockhill.com.
Why do you take investment advice from a mutual fund or insurance salesman when you can work directly with a genuine money manager? If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see the difference for yourself. 324-5044 or go online to andersongriggs.com.
Wow, have things changed over the last year? This is Charlie Ruffalo. We're thankful for all your support through this situation, but we've come to a crossroad. Starting immediately, we will close on Sundays. This will allow us time to perform necessary maintenance and deep cleaning and also give us time to prepare for the week to come. But we're still willing to do caterings for special events on Sundays. We apologize for any inconvenience this may cause. But remember, we're still open Monday to Saturday. So come enjoy the best subs and salads in town. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, Justin Smith and Heath Sessions, who together have this wonderful new company called Southern Street Developers. Have just spent the first half hour, well, about 20 minutes talking to us about what they're going to do with the old cotton warehouse right there on, what's the name of that street again, Justin?
Southern Street.
Southern Street, yeah, which is much Piano Street or something like that.
Piano Place.
Piano Place, right behind Rocco, and it's going to be great. It's a big project. Restaurant coming in there by the name of Hoppin, which and all
not a
this
restaurant. Not a restaurant.
I'm sorry. Tap
a bar,
house.
Called a bar.
Called a bar.
Yeah.
It's a self-service tap house.
Yes, sir.
Doggone thing I ever heard of.
Right. All low right. Overhead.
Low overhead. That's right. All somebody has to do is come in and keep filling the kegs, right. I guess. That's the way it works. How many beers do you think they'll have in there?
I think they're planning to have about 70 taps.
70 taps?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Woo!
Now, some of those will be for wine, Prosecco,
that
sort of thing.
They do have the capabilities to do liquor drinks as well. I don't know that they're going to, but that is a possibility as well.
My gosh. All right, all this should be unfolding by the spring or summer of next year.
Yes,
you hope to get started construction-wise on that when?
I mean,
fall?
Yeah, the fall. I would think end of October, early September is the hope.
All right.
But time is flying by.
Right.
Things happen fast.
You know? Yeah, things happen fast. So you've got your fingers into other stuff around town. Tell me what are the projects you've been doing?
You want to tell them about 312? The one we've already done.
So, 302 Dave Lyle was kind of our first step out into the development world. Our second one was actually my office, Vineyard Architecture, at 312 Pendleton Street, which is on the corner of Charlotte and Pendleton. A lot of people in Rock Hill remember that place as the old pediatrician's office. But when we purchased it, it was actually key man offices. So I think there were 11 or 12 offices you could individually rent in there. But when we purchased it, it just did not work with how what we wanted to do. So we went in with some other partners and renovated the entire building. Gutted it. Leitner Construction is one of the partners in the deal. They were the contractors on it. Scott Reister with TGNR is a landscape on it, and he's a partner in the deal. So, I mean, it's really a collaborative, and we initially were trying to market it as a design center. So I'm in there. There's an interior designer in there, Rainey Westerman, and then the original intent was to get Scott Reister to get an office in there. But we ended up not doing that, and we have three other offices in there. Leitner has an office in there, a home builder, and then the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra is actually in there.
Really?
So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So is it filled up, or do you have more space in there?
No, we're full. We're full. It's a little less than 3,000 square feet, and we share conference room, we share bathrooms and all that stuff. But I mean, we are asked constantly if there's available space in there. But I mean,
that's a beautiful. You did a great job on that one.
You.
No question about it. Now this 302 Dave Lyle Boulevard.
That's
the cotton warehouse.
Oh, that's the cotton warehouse.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember that now.
Yeah.
So from there we started branching out doing other projects as well.
Yep. What was it? Last year. We got the old auction barn on Selenese Road.
Memory Lane.
That's right. I don't know all what that thing's been. It's been an auction barn.
A bar.
Yeah. Country Western bar, I think. And so we bought that property there. And, you know, we're in the design phase now. Actually, Justin and I are going to be working on that after this.
Well, again, your timing is pretty good because we have that. I forgot the name of the new business park. Aspen Business Park,
yes,
which is
right.
Going in right there.
Right behind it.
Right behind it. There's a lot more activity up at the airport, to say the least. So what are you going to do with the barn? I mean, that's a pretty big building.
We would love, just like what we did with the cotton warehouse, we'd love to preserve that building and find an ideal tenant. You know, we reached out to some restaurants that are in Charlotte and this region that we think would appreciate the space. So we're working through some of those. So we'll see.
We'll see. All right. Needless to say that when you start talking to these prospects, it probably is not as hard a sell to get them interested in this thing called Rock Hill.
You would be surprised. you have to give, again, you have to give Catalyst some credit for taking the risk. And again, Sink some credit. I don't, you know, give them
he's referring to my son.
And to be clear, Sink was in my wedding. So, I mean,
to be clear, these guys, one of these guys grew up with my son. Yeah. So, I have some stories I'd like to tell you.
But you have to give them credit for seeing the vision of what everyone was trying to sell to Rock Hill. And we're still trying to sell that vision. We have restaurateurs come down here, and I'll drive them around, show them everything, and they'll say, man, you have a lot going on. It's exciting. Let me know when the numbers start coming in. I mean, that's
right.
They want more heads and beds down here.
Well, I'm sure, because you're a couple of smart young guys, that you reached back into your memory banks and said, let me tell you about the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, right.
Does that help?
Oh, absolutely.
That has definitely helped as well. Sure has. And, you know, we're working on another townhome project in downtown, over there on the lee side of town.
So one of the growing needs that we've identified and that, I mean, city council's identified is the lack of for-sale product in, near downtown Rock Hill. It's hard. You know, apartments are great, and that's what's coming out of the ground, but a lot of people want to own still. So we've started, you know, messing with that a little bit as well with our other property downtown on the corner of Lee and White Street.
And what is it that you're envisioning to do there?
2 and 3 bedroom townhomes with walkability to, you know, what Gary and Skip have been doing there at
University Center.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, again, why wouldn't you want to do that? I mean,
right.
My good Lord.
Right. So we're designing that project to be a complementary residential component to what University Center is offering commercially and mixed use.
So what is the status on that project? I mean, you own the property? You got the property, or are you still working on it?
We are under contract with the city of Rock Hill now. There was some contamination on the site that we're working through some of that stuff. So,
So that's a 2022 project?
Yes. I would say late this year.
Yeah.
At best.
At best.
It's all about
timing. When you talk about environmental mitigation, it's always a moving target. So.
Yeah.
City helping you out with that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they've been great.
The RHEDC has done that time and time and time
right.
and time again.
Right.
I mean, the Good Motor Company project was a perfect example.
Correct.
That was just riddled with
Correct.
All kinds of issues.
Yeah.
One after another. So I guess one of your biggest challenges, besides finding tenants for all these things, is there going to be more stuff out there that we can grab onto
right.
before somebody else grabs onto it, correct?
I mean, that is a growing, I don't want to call it a problem, it's a good problem, but it is a growing issue with people from Charlotte seeing what, you know, kind of back to what you were saying, seeing what's going down here, wanting to get in early. So there are fewer and fewer opportunities in the proximity.
Yeah, one must be creative.
One must be creative, and they've got big pockets. I got that. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much. Justin Smith,
these
sessions. Good to spend some time with you here, and we'll be very interested to see how all this works out. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments at Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week here at Substation 2. Yes, he did perk up. He is awake. Justin just woke up from his nap, and he's going to show you how this is done now. Ready? At the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.